మాలాసుదాం కుంభ విబోధముద్ర విద్యావిరాజత కరవారిజాతాం అపార కారుణ్య సుదాంబురాశిం శ్రీ శారదాంబ ప్రణతోస్మి నిత్యం. విత్ బెనడిక్షన్ టు జగన్మాత శారద పరమేశ్వరి, దట్ రిపాజిటరీ ఆఫ్ ఆల్ దట్ ఇస్ నాలెడ్జ్, కల్చర్, ట్రెడిషన్, ఆర్ట్, ఫైన్ ఆర్ట్, ఎడ్యుకేషన్ ఇన్స్ ఫుల్ ఆస్పెక్ట్స్, ఐ బో టు హర్ అస్ ఐ కమెన్స్ మై అడ్రస్ టుడే. ఇట్ గివ్స్ మీ గ్రేట్ ప్లెజర్ టు వెల్కమ్ యూ ఆల్ టు దిస్ ప్లెసెంట్ అండ్ సాలెమ్ ఫంక్షన్ ఆర్గనైజ్ దిస్ మార్నింగ్ ఎగ్జాక్ట్లీ ఆన్ ద డేట్ ఆఫ్ బర్త్ ఆఫ్ ది హెడ్మాస్టర్, ది 15th of December, టు కమమరేట్ ద సెంటీనరీ ఆఫ్ వన్ హూ ఇస్ వెరీ డియర్ టు అస్, వన్ హూ ఇస్ రెవర్డ్, వర్షిప్డ్ అండ్ అడోర్డ్ నాట్ జస్ట్ డ్యూరింగ్ హిస్ లైఫ్ టైమ్ బట్ ఈవెన్ బియాండ్ అండ్ కంటిన్యూస్ టు బి సో, వన్ హూ హ్యాడ్ చేంజ్డ్ మోస్ట్ ఆఫ్ అస్ ఇన్ టు మెన్ అండ్ ఉమెన్ ఆఫ్ క్యారెక్టర్ అండ్ కన్విక్షన్, అండ్ మోర్ ఇంపార్టెంట్లీ హెస్ మేడ్ అస్ యాజ్ రెస్పాన్సిబుల్ సిటిజన్స్ ఆఫ్ దిస్ బ్లెస్డ్ ల్యాండ్ ఆఫ్ అవర్స్. The joy of the celebrations are tended to a slight extent to the fact that the headmaster is not available in flesh and blood to join us in these celebrations. But then his spirit endures, and the baggage of all that he has left behind is still with us as we celebrate the centenary of the headmaster. What is it that we are celebrating today? Are we celebrating a passage of time? A chronicle of time again, or one that is based on a flux of time? This is a certainty. Everyone, dead or alive, will go through this motion of reaching a milestone of age, because that comes with time. And I don't think we reduce any of the celebrations to the falsity of being based only on time. It is much beyond that. We are today celebrating the life and times of our revered master. Charles Schutz, the author of Peanuts, gave an explanation as to why we celebrate the lives of others. What is it of others that we celebrate, and why is it of others that we celebrate? Charles said, ask these questions to anyone whom you come across. And he posed these questions. He said, name any 5 Nobel Prize winners in any of those faculties last year. He said, name the Grammy Award winners of last year, the World Series Award winners of last year, the Pulitzer Award winners of last year. Most of us will tumble and fumble. It is not that the achievers of yesterday are second-rated achievers. But then, these vanish with time. Awards and accolades are buried with the owners, and applause dies. Charles goes further and says, ask people these questions and see what comes out of them. Name those teachers who made a profound impact on you during your school days. Name that person or those persons who came to your rescue and supported you during times of crisis that enabled you to move forward in the journey of life. He said, go further and ask of them, name that person who recognized you, appreciated you, placed on record your contribution, the effort that you have put in, and made you very special, albeit momentarily, at least once in your lifetime. He goes further to say, name those persons with whom you would love to spend your time with. Pat will come the reply, 100 out of 100. It is basically because the men and women whom we remember are not the moneyed ones, are not those ones with baggage full of honors, accolades and titles, but it's ones who care. As long as there are people who care and have compassion for others, this earth will never demise. And Charles goes further and says, why in the long shadow of night in Asia that you dream of the demise of the earth this night when it is already morning in Australia? This is the positivism that comes in when we celebrate the lives and times of people who make a difference in our own lives. We celebrate the centenary of our headmaster for these reasons, and not just for count of time which everyone will go through. This year is indeed very special for the South Indian Education Society. It is the 80th year of this society. Over these 80 years, the society has made a mark in the field of education, and like the proverbial banyan tree, it has spread its wings far and wide, bringing within its sphere of influence people regardless of caste, creed and community, and has a singularly important role to have played over these years in the universalization of education in this megapolis of ours. This is also the year that we are celebrating the centenary of our headmaster, who contributed significantly to the growth and development of the school during his times. He joined the school in the year 1937, which was just 5 years after the formation of the school. Therefore, in the formative years of the school that he came into this institution. By dint of hard work and devotion, he rose in the ranks and ultimately became the head of the institution in the year 1960. For 10 long years, a decade and slightly more, he held on to the mantle of the leadership of this institution with a great distinction and a devotion. Like most of the people who had migrated from down south for a living and come down to this mecca of opportunities, so too was the headmaster. I think the art of teaching was imbibed deep in him, that small wonder that he opted for teaching as his profession, and he became an assistant teacher in the SIS High School. Like the cream which raises above the milk, the headmaster also rose in the ranks, won the adulation and admiration of all the stakeholders of the institution, and undoubtedly became the leader of the vast majority of the students and the management, that the responsibility of leadership came onto him. It is one thing to be a leader, and second thing is to be a distinguished leader. One whose accomplishments during the time that he led him are remembered far beyond his times. Valluvan says, Pirappokum illa uyirukum sirappova seidhozhir vetrumayan. All of us are born equal. There can never be distinctions based on caste, creed, community, or whatever it is. The only distinction that we can ever make between men and men, men and women and men, is based on their accomplishments in their work sphere. By any standards of evaluation, during those golden years of the headmaster, running between 1937 to 1970, he had strove ceaselessly for the cause of education, and indeed distinguished himself by his contribution to the cause of education during the tenure of his association with this institution. He retired in the year 1970, to be precise in December 1970, but retirement was more for the record. It was a statutory separation that is brought about because the government believes that younger people have to be given opportunities. But his association with the institution did not stop. His affiliation with the institution and his interest in the affairs of the institution continued, albeit on a stronger and vigorous note than it was even during his times. He networked extensively with the alumni of the institution, not just in the city but all over the country, and he gave the privilege and the pleasure to each one of the alumni to meet them at least for a few hours or at least for one night, whichever part of the country they were in. And that joy that they enjoyed when they had the headmaster at the doorsteps, unannounced when he came, is something to be seen, to be believed. And that was the networking he gave and inspired people to believe that he had not retired from active service. When he breathed his last on the 14th of July 2006, he had an unremitting, uninterrupted association of 69 years with this institution in various capacities. It is impossible to believe that any generation can surpass a record like the one that the headmaster had created in whatever capacities, in wherever, whichever positions he had occupied in this institution. It is this length of time of his contribution that we are celebrating today. He was greatness personified, but more than that greatness, there was dignity in his greatness. Whenever there is absence of arrogance, anger, and there is humility, that greatness gets enhanced multiple times, says Thiruvalluvar. And that is what the headmaster was all about. Most of us were fortunate to have lived during his times. We breathed him and we saw him, we experienced him. We had the privilege and the blessings of the headmaster in our life journey. But to the countless number of children who come into these institutions, much after the headmaster's time, they neither have the presence of the headmaster, nor his wise counsel, nor even those motivations that would come from a legendary person like him. Therefore, this grateful society, in acknowledgement of the contribution of the headmaster, on the 19th of July 2006, when a public condolence meeting was held to mourn the sad demise of the headmaster, named this very auditorium, which was the nerve center of the school, after headmaster T.S. Muthuswamy Iyer. The place where we are meeting today is the same place that has been named after him. The society continues to believe that his physical presence, if not available, his portrait will envelop the environment around with such a degree of positivism that the children who come into the portals of this institution shall be inspired, motivated, and more importantly, they shall be goaded to perform much better than what their normal potential is, and it will realize the full potential in each one of them, make them fit enough to face the challenges of the future. Life, my dear friends, is like a bicycle. As long as you pedal, it's all fine. If you do not pedal, you will fall. For 94 long years, he pedaled his way into the hearts and minds of his students. He enjoyed a very robust health. Anyone who had seen him at the age of 94 would not have believed that the headmaster's innings is coming to an end. In fact, he used to jokingly tell that more than me, it's my students who are interested in my century. I think Tendulkar has stopped scoring century, that they are expecting me to do that. And of all the people, I also believed that we will have this day coming when the headmaster will be present physically to bless all of us as we celebrate the centenary of the headmaster. And my imagination ran rot when I said 20,000-30,000 students from all over the country would assemble to see the headmaster in his 100th year. But fate willed otherwise. That one single bout of sickness that came on to him for the day, momentary sickness, that took him to a nursing home for the first time in his life, never brought him back. And with that came the end of an era, of a legend of our times. What is it of the headmaster's qualities that we are celebrating today? To all of us, it's absolutely clear that his integrity was to be seen to be believed. At a time when the society is riven by corruption, if singularly there is one factor that we expect in every one of us, it is integrity. It is no longer a luxury of the virtuous. It has become an absolute necessity in a humankind. And we need to grow integrity in all of us through the system of education, both in the schools and beyond. His punctuality is to be seen to be believed. I think he was a clock by himself. Most of us can adjust our timings based on the activities of the headmaster. Everything was defined over the day. When it comes to matters of principles, he would never compromise. Thomas Jefferson used to say, "In matters of style, swim with the current. In matters of principles, stand like a rock." And that the headmaster was. He always used to stand like a rock, never compromise whatsoever, whatever be the consequences. It is this hallmark of that conviction that he had about integrity, punctuality, and commitment to values in life that we are celebrating today. Much more than all these things, the one that we have seen is his discipline, the legendary discipline that we have seen in the headmaster. Satyanasti Paro Dharma bears perpetual testimony to the fact that he fostered, promoted, and bred discipline in the institution to the countless number of the delinquent, the ones, the pranksters of the school, who were made to stand for long hours under the Satyanasti Paro Dharma. It might have been harsh at that point of time, but then in later years, each one of them realized that the reformative process started underneath that banyan tree. And that was thanks to the vision of the headmaster. So what we are celebrating today, much beyond all these qualities, is the vision of the headmaster towards his students. Success to him was not a pedestrian affair. Success to him was to bring a bloom in the desert. Success to him was far more to give unto the world that he had occupied, whatever length of time that he had occupied, a place much better than what he had inherited when he came onto the earth. Success to him was about vision. It was about concern for small beings. It was about connectedness to a large world existence. It was about giving unto the world far more than what you draw from the world. And more importantly, it was to create extraordinary successes out of ordinary lives. And that was the hallmark of the vision that the headmaster had, to see that every one of the student, however harsh he was when he dealt with them in matters relating to discipline, he would melt the next moment. We would have seen people who had their buttons open or buttons not there, getting the wallet opened up for the headmaster and money given for him to go round to the corner and get the button stitched and come. That used to come from the headmaster's purse and not from the sirs, not from the purse of the South Indian Education Society. If you had seen somebody coming with a soiled shirt, the headmaster will send him back home and say that you wash and put the same shirt and come back. I don't need ironing on that, he will say. this legendary discipline that he had instilled in us has stood the test of time for most of us as we made a mark in our own lives. Most of the celebrations that we have in life are based on a splash of festivity. They have a little of religiosity. There is joy over there, there is mirth over there is fun over there is frolic over there. But then if we were to reduce all our celebrations to the triviality of fun and frolic, then I believe it is not worth the remembrance that we do of people on the occasions when we celebrate the milestones in their life. Headmaster's compassion for the poor, the deserving and the weak was to be seen to be believed. His heart will melt like an ice cream whenever he confronted a poor student who says he cannot study further because there is no money with his parents to pursue it. He will network extensively and see that the boy studies further thanks to the support that some other student of the school who is rich enough to afford to provide for financial assistance to that student he can give. And this was the character of the headmaster that we are celebrating today. So if we were, Subramanya Bharati said, 10 million times more sacred than creating 10,000 temples and 1,000 chowtries for poor feeding is to give 3 hours to a poor person. And that the headmaster believed all his life, that it is so important. The teaching that he had, the grooming that he had in the Vivekananda mission made him believe that nothing is more important than to ensure that the poor and the deserving are provided education compatible with their ability and their interest in further education. And this is what we did. And if therefore we were to reduce this ceremony of ours today to a plethora of speeches, which most of us will hear when it is good to hear, and by the time we move away from this auditorium, all of what has been said would have been lost. Then this event would have also been lost. The purpose of this meeting would have also been lost. I have said this a few days before from this very same platform and was addressing the teachers. I don't mind repeating what I said. In the northern part of America, the North America to be more precise, when the day breaks out, when the sun comes in, there are more than 10,000 people who prepare themselves to address people either as before crowds or inside auditoriums or in conference rooms. Precisely 25 minutes later, which is the average span of every address, all that has been said is lost, except to two persons, the person who wrote the speech and the person who delivered the speech. Despite this limitation, this business of speaking has grown phenomenally over the years. From an economic point of view, this is the cheapest because supply always exceeds demand. There is no license for anyone not to speak, and therefore we speak. From $120 billion in the year 2005, it has grown to $500 billion in the United States of America by 2010. And proportions far more than that it has grown even in a country like India. So to reduce the entire ceremony to speaking is what I believed is farcical. And therefore the management society decided that the best way to celebrate the headmaster, to provide that Shraddhanjali to him, put in to make the students into true citizens of this great country of ours. And therefore the society decided to set up an endowment in the name of headmaster to be called as Headmaster T.S. Muthuswami Centenary Endowment. Much before the thought was crystallized, I should tell you that the generosity of the people around, the affection that they have for the headmaster, I was able to collect 3.25 lakhs till yesterday. Today morning, when Mr. K.V. Ramani, who was scheduled to be present here, could not make it because he had to go to Dehradun for an urgent work, he said, I wanted to come only to start this process. I did not realize that you were about to start the endowment. Let me start by giving you 2 lakhs today. When I come back, I'll give you another 3 lakhs. Swell this corpus. And then he told me, don't have ration in thinking about the size of the endowment. Make it as large as you can, to the extent to make people believe that this was the following that the headmaster had. Therefore, I jocularly told him, let's look at 1 crore as a corpus. Then about 10 lakhs of rupees will accrue every year. And then countless number of poor and deserving students who pursue education in the SIS high school and who want to continue beyond the SIS high school and even within the school can be supported by this measure that we have taken in the centenary celebrations of the headmaster. And that would be the greatest tribute that we can pay to him. I appeal to all of you to contribute to this fund. If the headmaster were to be around, he would not have allowed us to name the endowment after him, because honors, accolades and titles were far beyond him, even during his times or even today. But he would have endorsed the concept that funds be raised to support the poor and the needy. And therefore it is not the size of the fund, but it is the extent of participation which is important. Even nominal sum that comes from a student who cared for the headmaster for all that he had done would be most welcome. It is by the number of people who participate in this endowment that we shall make a success of the efforts and the life and times of the headmaster. May the good Lord shed his grace on all of us. May he enable us to draw a leaf from the life of nobility of the headmaster and make our own life sublime. Thank you and God bless us all.